Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, here to encourage you and jumpstart your worship of the Heavenly Father with all that he has to offer this morning. So I hope your weekend so far has been wonderful and closing out on this weekend today. Just thanking God for everything that he has done in our lives. I will say that I have had a festive weekend this weekend. What has went on in my life today, and well, not just today, over the weekend, has been just magnificent. Starting Friday, our church, Beacon Hill Worship Center, has had an awesome pastoral appreciation weekend, and it culminates today. But I have never, in my life of ministry, been in a pastoral appreciation where it is focused towards the community, not towards the pastor. The pastor and his wife have chosen to have everything that has been built up to appreciate them to focus toward the community. On Friday, we did what's called Light the Night, when we went around the city doing community activities, serving nursing homes, soup kitchens, cleaning the park in the city. We've done things for the community all day on Friday, and that was the pastor's part of the pastor's appreciation, because their heart is to serve. Their heart is to build the people. Their heart is to show them the way to God, not just preach God to them. So that is just, it was just awesome. And then on last night, they had a leadership panel and networking event in the mall for the whole city. You know, you just come in, if you're a small business owner, you came in, you networked with people, you heard the panel discuss what leadership is all about, and it was just awesome. So today we will have, you know, two services, but it's still focused towards the community and not towards the pastors. And, you know, people were like, your pastor's appreciation is towards the community and not the pastor? Yes, and that's the reason why, like I said, they chose that, is because their heart is towards people. We have to build the kingdom of God, and you can only build the kingdom of God if you build the people. So that is their focus, and it has been an awesome weekend so far. So I encourage you today to, in your worship today, just think about the people. Think about the people, and that's where our talk this morning is going, towards people, because, you know, we know that we have to be in the presence of people, but we have to have the right attitude when we're before people. We have to understand that when we're before people, it's not about us. It's not even really about them. It's about us allowing God to operate through us for them, to draw them to him. I'll say that again. When we're before people and we are committing to serve God, it's not really even about them. It's not even about you. It's about him operating through us for them to draw them to him. And so let's go into a word of prayer, because I'm really excited this morning to talk about gifts. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word is true, and every man made a lie. Father, we thank you that we are built up on our most holy faith, always praying in our spirit to be in your presence, to approach your throne boldly. And so, Father, we thank you as your word comes forth this morning, that it will not fall on hardened hearts, but it will fall on hearts that are pliable and ready to receive, and ears that are ready to hear what your spirit is saying to the church, being us. So thank you, Father, this morning, for your word, for your revelation, knowledge, and your wisdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This morning's scripture is Proverbs 18:16. And it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Again, I will repeat, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, we also know in the word it says that a gifts and callings come without repentance. So that means that we are born into this world with gifts. God has graced us with gifts for certain things, and it's what we do with our gifts determines our destiny. And so when we're operating in the kingdom, our gift really is to serve mankind. And when we're serving mankind, we have to be focused on God's will for their lives. And when we're focused on God's will for their lives, that means we're in the Word. And being in the Word lets us know just how to use our gift, when to use our gift, and when to retreat. Okay, I'll say that again, that when we're in the Word, it lets us know when to use our gift, when to retreat our gift, and how to use our gift. I said it backwards. How to use our gift, when to use our gift, and how to retreat our gift. How to use our gift. We have to use our gift according to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit should be our guide in all things, because, you know, we get fleshy. And what we do, we get mad, because when we use our gift and we're not waiting on the Holy Spirit to direct us, we will be the first to say things like this. They just used me. They caused me to be upset. They caused me to be angry. All they want to do is pimp and prostitute my gift. They're not really sincere towards me. We turn it to a me game, our game. But see, God gave you your gift for mankind. He didn't give it to you for you. And that's where we fall into what we want to call church hurt or being wounded. And when you have to look at that, and this thing brought such revelation to me last night. We were at a networking panel and leadership panel, and it became the subject about, the question was asked, well, how do you know to submit and who to submit to? Well, back again, the Holy Spirit being your guide, that's how you know. But we want to blame a lot of things on church hurt. And while we won't use our gift in the arena anymore, while we won't submit our gift to leadership. And our pastor said this very thing. He said, the church didn't hurt you. It was an individual, a person that hurt you, and you need to address that. You have to address that with them, and it's a way to address it. Because you retreating your gift because you're angry because it wasn't used when you wanted to use it, or it was misused, the person put you in a position to do something concerning your gift, and then they mishandled you. So it wasn't a church that done that. It was a person, an individual. That person might have been in the church. They might be a leader in the church, but it wasn't the church that hurt you, because Jesus Christ built the church, and he did not build a church that hurts. So we have to understand that when we're using our gift, that God or that Jesus did not build a church that will hurt you. It was an individual or a leader that's in the church that may have mishandled you or hurt you to a point that you feel this way. But we have to stop wearing our gifts on our sleeves and really be heart conscious when we offer our gift or use our gift. We have to really search the attitude, not just of the person, but of ourselves. What is our agenda when we use our gift? Why do we first offer our gift? Are we looking for our gift to make us something we are hoping to be, or elevate us to a place where we can say, look at me, I've arrived? Well, that shouldn't be. Where it says a man's gift maketh room for him and bring him before great men, it's not saying that you arrive. It is putting you in the place, in the position for God to be seen for great men. Those great men are the people. That's mankind. It's making room for you before mankind. Great men, people, you know, what we deem great is not great in God's eyesight. Again, I said last week to someone about what we deem is, who we deem is great. You got to look at the fruit of them, because are they bearing fruit that remains? Because that's what God is looking for from us. And just also what we deem is great, we look at with somebody with cash money or with great assets. Well, you know, those things are temporal. They're not eternal. So why are we looking at that because that's great? That's not necessarily great. But if they have a heart to serve people right along with their money and serve God right along with their money, that can make them great. Because the Word of God already tells us that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into heaven. Why? Because money is his God. That doesn't make him great. He's making his money great. And in the eyesight of the world, that might be great. But the world right now is lost until the coming of Christ. And that our job is to take our gift to the world to get them to understand who we are in Christ, and that you can still have temporal things but be great in the eyesight of God because you serve. The Word of God says Jesus came to minister and not to be ministered to. So that still has to be our focus, that we have to minister and not look for somebody to serve us because we got some assets according to the world. But what that is asinine, meaning it's ignorant, that we depend on our assets to make us great, and knowing at the coming of Jesus Christ that all of that stuff is going to fade away. Here, when our gifts bring us before great men, it's those that have the heart and mind of servanthood in the body of Christ, and they may have some great temporal things that can take us to another place. They can hear God in us, they can see God upon us, and they say, hey, that is what is needed, and I'm going to fund that thing. I'm going to help them elevate their gift to the next level for the people of God, so the people can see God in them and come to him. And that's where we have to be. That is what we're supposed to be here for. We are supposed to let our light so shine before men so they can see God and see our good works and glorify God that is in us. That is what it's about. That's truth. That's the real action of love. That's being an action. That's taking love to be an action word. And that's a gift, that we can let our light shine. That's a gift. And what that does is that turns the light on and illuminates the room so God can be seen. That's your gift making room for you right there. When the light comes on, it illuminates everything around you and shows God to be big, strong, and mighty and awesome. It shows you to be that city that sits upon a hill, and your light can't be hid. Because why? It's illuminating everything around you. We're always constantly asking God to enlarge our territory. So when the light comes on from us serving with a pure heart, our territory just got enlarged. I tell you, it is awesome to know and awesome to feel and awesome to hear God's Holy Spirit ministering through us just by servanthood. When we were out on Friday doing Light the Night for our pastor's appreciation, when we were touching people, I mean, we were even in the homeless mission serving, and the first thing that I noticed is God said, let me show you when your gift is being misused or you mishandling your gift. Let me show you what it's all about. So while I'm in there fixing plates, feeding the people, of course, the homeless people are coming in off the street, and they are happy to have a fresh, hot, cooked meal come to them. And it's several churches that do it, but normally on Fridays they get sandwiches. But they got a fresh, hot, cooked meal, and They were happy to come in and receive. They were sitting down to the table. And the first thing I noticed, even in their plight, they were smiling and fellowshipping with one another. They were even loving on one another. And a gentleman came in with his wife and his child. And he said he was a minister. And he came in with his Bible. He didn't greet any of the homeless people. He didn't hug any of the homeless people. He didn't even talk to them. He went and sat over by the wall for a minute, opened his Bible, glanced through it, and then he stood up. He said, "I got a word for y'all." And he immediately used the word to whip them. He went to telling them about them being prideful. You know, the six. He came from Proverbs, and he was saying the six things that God hates. He hated a pride look, a lying tongue. You know, he just went on those things, but he beat up on them about calling them prideful. He said they were prideful. And I'm like, why is he saying they're prideful? He said, because, first of all, if they were so prideful, I don't think any of them would have come into that room and sat down amongst us to eat their food. They would have probably taken what they had and walked out with it so they wouldn't have to hear this. But as soon as he opened his mouth and started that, some of them that were even finished eating got up and threw their plate away and walked out. And then the rest that were still sitting there talking and fellowshipping with others that they knew from being homeless started to leave. And I immediately became grieved in my heart to know that that's what was happening, that he was whipping them with the word, and these people could not even decompress for a minute and enjoy laughing and fellowshipping with others in a nice, dry, clean place that was set just for them. And I'm sure in their minds it went back. Here they are beating up on us, and they don't understand our plight. They don't understand what we're going through. And I said to myself then, I said, God, help us. Help us to understand that we have to have the ministry of touch and love. And our gifts in the Holy Spirit should be lavished, not thrown at, not used to beat up people who are suffering. Our gifts should be lavished upon them so that they can see the God in us. What should have happened is that our ministry should have been serving them, like taking their plates to them, which we did, hugging them, which we did, laughing with them, fellowshipping with them, forsaking not the fellowship with them, talking to them. And if God had us something to give to them that were in their plight, we should have been given it. The word says, is this not the fast that I've called you to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to bring the outcast into our house? So that means if you have a house to bring a homeless person in, it's not always the physical house that you live in. It is your heart. Bring them into your heart so you can understand that they have a plight and that their love, the love that you have, is needed by them. Lavish your gift onto them. That is bringing the outcast into your house. That is letting your gift make room for you and bringing you before great men. Because these people that are out there, they're great. Why are they great? Why am I saying they're great? They're great in need for your love, and they've been in great places according to the world. And now they've lost those places because they did not understand that they had a gift and a calling to what God has placed on them, and they didn't understand how to use it. Because if they don't have Christ, they don't know that their gift is just a gift. And there's a lot of gifts out there that are not being unwrapped or not being unwrapped by the right people. in their lives. So I encourage you today, as you go about being a servant in this dying world, take the time to understand first what your gift is about and who it's for. Take the time to understand that when your gift is being lavished or unwrapped on to the world, you don't need to have an agenda about how it should be received, because they rejected Christ, and that did not stop him from lavishing his gift upon the world. So expect to be rejected. Expect to be mishandled, to be misused. Expect that. Expect that. But also expect for the Holy Ghost to be revealed. Because when they reject the Holy Ghost, that lets you know that they are definitely not the great men that you need to be before. That's the time to retreat your gift. You pull back your gift and you go to the next place. Just as Jesus did. Jesus had to steal away and regroup. Sometimes he had to even rewrap his gift so he can present it a different way, so it can be unwrapped a different way. So sometimes we have to retreat our gift. We have to pull it back, rewrap it, and present it another way in another place. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to be built up on your most holy faith, always praying in your spirit so you will know more about your gift and where to use, when to use it, and how to use it, because it is greatly needed. Your gift is needed. Your heart is needed. And it's such a time as this, the perilous times, that all these things are happening. We look from day to day, seeing things that are happening to people, and we need to be focused on building the kingdom in the place of mankind. We need to be drawing them to him. So as you go to your worship, your corporate worship today, listen for where the need is and ask yourself, where is my gift needed? Where are the great men, God? That's what you ask. Where are the great men? And again, I want you to understand that great men are not someone with temporal assets, but eternal assets. Eternal assets are a heart that's for God. That's an eternal asset. And we are looking to go eternal places in our spirits while we are walking on this temporal place, on this temporal journey. Because this journey is going to culminate. It's going to come to an end. And we're going to have to give an account for wherever our feet trod it. And that lets us know, he said, wheresoever our feet may trod, thereto we possess. So whatever places we went in possess, we're going to have to give an account for it. Every idle word, we're going to have to give account for it. All our fruitful words, we're going to have to give an account for it. We're about to show the fruit that remains. And so that's where we need to be going, to know that we are going to harvest a harvest that is ripe and ready for God. So I thank you this morning for being with us, listening, hearing. Now go do. Go do what he tells you to do. Go jumpstart your journey by doing the word of God, the will of God. Understand him more. Seek him the more. Study the more. To hear his voice speak to you a plan, a great plan for building his kingdom. As I'm here in my last 5 minutes of the show, I want to take this time to let you know that we are expanding the show to do more than just sit here and talk to you. We're getting out in the community, and we're going to have people on the show. We're going to do live remotes where we will have our guests, wherever we're operating, building the kingdom, where we will be putting our gifts before men. We're going to go on the air live sometimes, and we will let you know our events that are coming up. One of the events that will be coming up soon is on June the 13th, and it's going to be our breakfast, business, and breakthrough event. And what that is our my company called Status Quo Consulting, where we will be talking to nonprofits, ministries, and even entrepreneurs that are getting a great start on how to even start, how to look for those things that will gain you what you need to flourish your ministry, to flourish your nonprofit organization, and to flourish your business. We will be talking about how to gain funding for your ministry, your business, and nonprofit, how to establish, incorporate, how to become red if you're a nonprofit or ministry that is 501c3 recognized by the IRS. We will be really reaching out to you to show you how to become grant ready, because there's tools, there's money out there that will help you to establish and to go forth to take your gift before great men. So we want to build you up. We want to give you the right tools, the right information, so you can do what you are called to do. So on June the 13th, we will be on the air for 30 minutes during the event, but we will have those that are here in the natural. The event will be so much more. We will have vendors there that that will help you with resources so you can talk to them and meet with them. We will have new nonprofits that just got started that are really established and going places there so you can see what they look like. We'll have business entrepreneurs that are there so you can see how their business is flourishing and how they can give you some tools on what they did to get started and be established. So that's what God wants us to do. He said, whatever we find our hands to do, do it, and do it unto him. So that's what you need to be in a networking atmosphere so that you can hear these things and hear from a kingdom aspect. And so June the 13th from 9 to 12 is called Breakfast, Business, and Breakthrough. And we will be right here on the air at Blog Talk Radio, and I will be putting out the information so you'll know when to log in and hear us on the air and hear some great information, especially if you're getting ready to launch into the deep. So I want to tell you this morning, have an awesome rest of the weekend. Have a great and awesome week. Focus on your gift and how it can take you before great men. Remember what I said. You need to let them see him in you so you can give him to them so you can bring them back to him. And so that's what your focus is, and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm so excited. I'm so ready for what the rest of this day is culminating in doing what my gift is and calling is in the community to help encourage people and give them the faith to believe that God is for them, not against them. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next week on this same station, same time, 7 a.m., and next week, I got a surprise for you guys, and I'm not going to tell you now, but I just want to let you know, have your ears ready to hear and your feet ready to jump. I love you. See you next week, and do the will of the Father who sent you.